Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, and thank you for joining our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
And I'm Lady Clayton Evans.
And we love Walk Ministries, International Ministries Incorporated. We want to thank you for joining us. Tonight our show will be Operating in Love by Practicing Forgiveness. And before we get started, we would like to start some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us.
Amen. Father God, we come before your throne, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity and privilege, Father God, to be used in your service, Father God. We ask now, Father God, that you just pour fresh anointing on us, dear Heavenly Father. Let the spirit of ministry now, dear Heavenly Father, permeate the airways and the atmosphere, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that through this word, someone will be delivered and set free, Father God. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. For a sake we pray. Amen.
Thank you. And again, tonight our topic is Operating in Love by Practicing Forgiveness. We will be discussing the importance of forgiveness, how you know when you have not forgiven, and how much unforgiveness can impact your relationship and your walk with God. We'll talk about developing the ability to forgive and how it's very necessary that characteristic is in order to consistently operate in love. And when we learn to forgive and continue the process of forgiveness, we're better able to operate in love and maintain those healthy, wholesome, long-lasting relationships that we all do desire. Amen?
Amen.
And tonight, our scripture will be coming out of Matthew 14:15, and we're using the Message Bible. And the word is, in prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. Amen. And we'll also be referencing to Galatians on the 6th chapter, verse 1 through 3, coming out of the Message Bible. Live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself. You might be needing forgiveness before the day's out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens, and so complete Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived. Amen.
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 Word of God for the people of God.
Amen.
And the God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Forgiveness.
Wow.
Yes. I have often think back to when we first got married. I really don't know this gentleman's name. I don't even know who he was.
Oh, yeah.
But he has spoken these words into our lives. He said, you know, that whatever we do during our marriage, make sure that we learn to forgive one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that has always stuck with me, even through the thick of it, you know. Once the swelling went down, I knew that I had to forgive whatever the offense, whatever the occasion was. We had to find it in our hearts to forgive one another, because that is God's divine will for us, is to be forgiving of our transgressions toward one another. And sometimes it's really hard to do that, but it's necessary for us to forgive one another in order for us to continue to move forward in our life as well as in our relationships. Because unforgiveness can just cause relationships to just cease to exist. Sometimes things happen and they're so small you know, but then we still carry this unforgiveness in our hearts, and they last for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we forget what the offense was or the transgression was, but we still, for some reason, want to hold it against that person and not forgive them. And in that regard, we really we lose people, you know, to unforgiveness. Unforgiveness also causes the physical body
mm-hmm.
to get ill and sick, and that's how powerful unforgiveness is on our lives. So it is very important that we learn how to forgive one another.
Amen.
According to God's word.
Amen. Amen. It's a good word. And the word forgive means stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake. And forgive also means counsel. And my husband and I were just talking shortly ago about the Lord's Prayer and how in some translations the word is trespass, and in some translations the word is debt, you know. But it's in the Lord's Prayer. And he tells us that in order for us to be able to reach him, he wants us to pray like this. So he's still giving us that information of what it is that we need to do, those good order directions that forgive those who will trespass against you. You know.
And it also says forgive us our trespasses.
Forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
Exactly.
And then verse 14 it says, for if you forgive men, this is Matthew 6, verse 14. If you forgive men when they sin against you, and sin is another word for transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15. But if you do not forgive men their sins or transgressions, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins, transgressions.
Amen.
So that is very important to know and understand. If we can't forgive one another, then how can we expect God to forgive us?
Right.
And even as Christ was on the cross, and this revelation came to me, you know, as a man, he really couldn't find it in his heart to forgive those who had nailed him to the cross. So he had to ask his heavenly Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That lets us know how strong forgiveness is. You know, in our humanity, it's really hard for us to forgive the transgressions that people do against us. You know, the hurt that goes so deep that, you know, you carry it with you for some people a lifetime, and they never find it in their heart to forgive that offense or that transgression that was committed against them. And therefore, you know, They fall into physical sickness and disease. They lose, you know, the relationship with that individual. They cause that offense or that transgression against them. And it just destroys lives when we don't forgive one another.
It really does. And, you know, forgiveness is intentional and voluntary. We got to make a decision amongst our own heart, in our own heart, conscious decision that this is what I want to do. And that's how I had to work through a lot of things. You know, I had to be reminded. First and foremost, I had to be reminded that I'm not above reproach. You know, if I do want to be forgiven, I do have to be a forgiving person. And I know that there's probably nothing that has really ever happened to me that I have not done to someone else in some form or manner.
Right.
It may not have been the exact same offense, but I bet that I have brought the same feeling to someone else. You know, I bet I've harmed. I bet I've hurt. I bet I've disappointed. You know, I bet I lied. You know, I bet that I didn't keep my word, you know. So, all the offenses, you know, because what I was thinking about when I was meditating on this word is how this ties in with love is not easily offended and love does not take an inventory of wrongs. You know, when we start being so, you know, not just easily offended, but just holding on to the offenses. You know, just holding on because it said that in order to forgive, I got to let it go. I got to stop being angry about that. I got to stop holding that. You remember when I was talking to you before, we were talking about that word debt. I got to stop trying to hold you accountable, you know, to what happened. I got to stop saying that you're in my debt because you harmed me. You know, and let go of that offense because the thing about it, like you was talking about, this right here also says let's go of negative emotions such as vengefulness.
Mm.
And we forget that even if we don't go back and try to get the person that harmed us, we transpire that same feeling, that bitterness, that anger, that vengefulness in other relationships. We take it right with us. You know, you hear so many people say over and over again, I've had somebody did me just like that. Oh, no, you don't. I bet you won't. Not me, sister. You know, brother. You got the wrong one. Now I've been through this. I've been through that. Because you're still holding on to it. You haven't forgotten what that felt like. You know, and you're always on guard. And we keep that guard up. And the only thing we need is that one thing. You know, that trigger, knock that Band-Aid off, and here we go. We back on the same roller coaster ride of emotion. And in our relationship, and I just thank God so much that you forgave me, you know, for all the harm that I had done to you, you know, all the viciousness, all the violence, you know, the danger, you know, endangering your life, and all those things, they have to be making that conscious decision, saying that these are things that I'm not going to hold over your head anymore. And I thank God for that forgiveness. I also thank God for allowing me to have a process in my life where I can forgive. And it's not. And what it does for me now is that I don't feel so easily offended. When I think about things, and I know that, you know, the flesh will up first, you know, when something doesn't sit right. But it's not something that I hold on to all day long. You know, I let things be like a fleeting moment now. Okay, so I don't understand, you know, why he did that, why he said that, what that was about. But I'm going to let that go. And it is that conscious decision of letting that go that I have to make right then so that it won't be something that I'm going to be holding on, mulling over, you know, allowing the enemy to wrestle with me on that until he wins, you know, and be able to shake it off, shake it off right away.
Deal with it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let it linger.
Right.
You know, don't let it fester. You know, the word fester means rot.
Rot. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got these emotions and feelings rotting in you because, you know.
You holding on.
Somebody done made you upset. You know, somebody done hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody done disappointed you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And that was that the illness and disease come from because you have these rotten emotions inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand that, why they're in poor health. And, you know, that's why I said when you take communion, you know, you should ask, you know, God, to search your heart, you know, show you if there's anything in you, you know, that you need to ask him for forgiveness for, you know, because these things, I mean, unforgiveness is so powerful, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's so, the word I'm searching for, it's got patient right now, but it is really paramount to life
right.
that we understand the importance of forgiveness mm-hmm. because it just destroys you.
It does.
It really destroys you, and it keeps you in bondage. It keeps you from having relationships, especially in families. You know, we get so hurt from what mom and daddy did,
mm-hmm.
and we go years without speaking to them, without coming to see them, and the next thing you know, you're crying over them because you never took the chance to say, I'm sorry, you know, or forgive me, and it's too late then, you know. Mm-hmm. And you don't want your whole life not being, participating in their lives at all. Because, you know, and one thing I've come to find out as a parent, you know, none of us are perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, mommy and daddy break up for whatever reason and get divorced. You know, 9 times out of 10, you know, you really don't know what happened. But at the same time, you shouldn't hold that against them because they made mistakes too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not perfect, but it's something that we should, you know, learn to approach these things in a way where we can get an understanding, where we can, you know, get in a posture to forgive so that we can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But once we let that stuff fester, like I say, it's too late, you know. And once we're gone, we're gone.
Yeah.
And there's no way to make amends to that.
It's true. You never get back time that's lost. It is true. Same thing in any relationship that you're unable to forgive the other person because practicing unforgiveness, you know, it's like the root of bitterness, you know. It keeps growing and growing and growing, and anything that you feed is what's going to get the biggest, you know. And the more that you feed that anger, the bigger that anger gets in you. And it spills over into all relationships, you know. And when we think about how so many people don't even recognize that that's the problem,
mm-hmm.
you know, find out what it is that you got inside of you that, like you said, that's rotten to the core, that's keeping you from being able to have a healthy relationship. Who didn't you forgive? If you didn't forgive your parents, or you didn't forgive the last relationship, you didn't forget your baby, your baby mama, your baby daddy, you know, you didn't forgive your sister, you didn't forgive your brother. Who was it that hurt you so bad that you got this thing growing up inside of you that keeps you from being able to have that kind of relationship that has that peace in it, you know, that keeps you from being in that bondage of fear that you're going to be hurt again, or fear that this person is going to leave you, or this person is going to abuse you, you know, because when we live in that unforgiveness, I know that, you know, the secret that I kept most of my life, it held me. It held me right there. I was stuck right in that one place. You know, and until I was able to free myself from that secret, that was the only time I was able to heal. But until I went back and had this, and I'm talking about this like 35 years later, I still had to go back and do the practice of the process of forgiveness, which, you know, is like not forgetting what the offense is, but not holding that person accountable. And one of the things that really helped me with that was being able to look back and see just how much do I know about this person. What kind of process have they had to make them to commit the kind of offense that they committed on me? You know, I don't know what their childhood was like. I don't know who did them, you know. I don't know what they went through. But something had to happen to create that something in them, you know. And being able to think about things like that, you know, to wonder, you know, if you look at the offender as a little boy or a little girl that got hurt and got lost and was not found.
Stolen innocence.
Yeah, if you look at that and the other people, that gives you the opportunity to see something besides an offender. And this is the point that you get to see. If you get to see the little boy and the little girl, these are the people that you pray for. God, whatever happened to them, God, heal their heart and their mind. Help them. Help them not to be able to become that kind of person. Save them. Deliver them from that evil,
and not,
you know.
Not only that, you know, but then you have other things that occur in life, like the loss of a child, you know, a drunk driver,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody gets murdered, you know, by a drive-by,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Innocent lives taken for no apparent reason, you
right.
know. In our humanity, how do we forgive people for stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know? A child's life is taken away, you know, never to know what their full potential could be. You know, their dreams and hopes are robbed from them. You know, that child's promise is gone
right.
because somebody has taken a life. But you got a family there that's suffering because of somebody else's disregard for life, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So those kind of things run deep, you know. So how do you forgive something like that? It takes a God to help you to forgive somebody for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even though there are relational things that happen, there are other things in life that happen, you know. A spouse could get taken away, you know. Sometimes we get mad at God for stuff, you know what I'm saying, that happens in our lives, you know. So we have to just trust and believe that God's word is here in our lives for a reason. It's to help us get through those times where we don't understand why, you know. When we want to just ball our fists up and say, Lord, why me? You know, why does this have to happen to me? You know, I never bothered anybody. You know, I'm minding my own business, you know. And all of a sudden this tragedy occurs in my life, or this hurt comes upon my heart in my life. But we have to look at how unforgiveness just has such a devastating grip on us. And if we don't look to God to give us that strength to overcome that through forgiveness, like you said earlier, then we're stuck.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to stay
there. And we're going to stay right there
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that is my experience, being there for a long time.
Ephesians 4, verse 32 tells us, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's his word, you know. Forgiveness on the cross, forgiveness. So forgiveness has to be established somewhere in our hearts in order for us to really be free, you know, because if you're in unforgiveness, then you're in bondage,
yes.
you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word, because we need that freedom. We need that peace and that well-being and that compassionate empathy for one another, you know.
We need to heal.
We have to heal.
Amen.
We have to heal. And, you know, we was talking about that hope the other night. Even, you know, being able to practice forgiveness gives us that hope. When we can look at each other and not be held bound to the offenses, you know, the times that we cussed each other out. I'm telling you, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, because you can always go back and pull that inventory up and remember, just like it was yesterday, exactly what happened. And when you can do that, that's when you know that you have not forgiven. But when you can pull that up, and you know, me and you, we laugh at stuff now. You know, when it does not hurt anymore, and it does not make me angry anymore. You know, we can talk about anything now, because that unforgiveness is not there. We don't have that. And that's how you know that it's gone, when you can pull that up and you can write your books, and you can tell your stories, you know, and you can sit amongst each other and talk, and you can give your testimony, you know, and there's no tears of heartache, there's no anger welling up in your stomach where you feel like as soon as I get finished talking about this, I'm going to slap them down, you know. When you had those kind of feelings, then you know that you finally surrendered that over, you know, to God, and God has taken care of that. Because like I always say, when God do it,
it's
a done deal.
And he puts it in a sea of forgiveness.
Amen.
As far as the east is from the west.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And that's when you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you said, when it comes up, you don't have those emotions attached to it. You don't have that resentment and that anger and that animosity, you know. And you can move forward in your relationships and in life,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's so key that we do it post-haste, you know, as soon as possible.
Right.
So it won't take root. So it won't fester. So it won't cause that loss of time in that relationship, that separation,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because the longer you let it lie there and fester, the more you're going to think about it, the more emotions going to just, you know, just come to a point where you just say, I really don't want to even talk to that person no more.
Right, or you're still blaming that person. If you're still blaming them, you're not there yet.
You know, you have family reunions, you're tripping
mm-hmm.
for something that happened 20 years ago.
Right.
And you're not talking to your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father. You know, why?
Mm-hmm. And if you're still afraid, you're not there yet. If you're still afraid to be in the presence of that person, be in the company of that person, or to talk about that person, you're not there yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You still have that person holding them accountable for that debt.
Or so-and-so going to be there? I ain't going.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot to it. It's a big process, but it can be done. And like everything else, it's not overnight. It is over time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to start somewhere.
Somewhere.
So I just want to thank you again for the
interview
tonight. Thank you. Pray us out.
Father God, we come before your throne once again, dear Heavenly Father, giving you thanks and praise for the word tonight, dear Heavenly Father. And we just pray that it would touch somebody's heart, dear Heavenly Father. Pierce their understanding, Father God, so they will understand how important forgiveness is. And that is your word. Not ours, but your word, dear Heavenly Father, that says deliver and says free. So we give you the praise and glory, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you, thank you. And again, we would like to thank you for joining us. We hope that you'll join us again. And we hope that you have gotten something out of this word. And remember that if you have not forgiven, forgive now. And if you need to forgive, then you know you need to forgive yourself for not being able to forgive also. But it's like we said, always, in any circumstance, situation, or problem that you might have, what you need to learn, don't worry, because the lesson is always love. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us.
Wow.
And we will see you next time. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you think you can pray at the time.